What up, y'all? If you're watching the replay, go ahead and fast forward 5 to 10 minutes for the start of the live stream. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Now, this is a new mic. It's a Shure, S-H-U-R-E. I believe it's like a M7. Matter of fact, I'm about to go get the box. Why not? We getting started. About to let some people get in here. Yes, sir. Y'all got to let me know how the mic sound, though. That's what I really want to know. And does it sound better than the mic I've been using? If you're watching the replay, let me know in the comment section. Yeah. About to get the music started. You know how we usually do.
Since I moved to Riverside, my average...
You know how we usually do. Where the heck is my theme music at? Alright, I lost my theme music for half a second. So guess what? We're gonna pull it back up. Yes, sir. About to get started.
Alright, I'll talk to you soon.
We starting at 8. Thank you. We should be getting started in less than 5 minutes. I need everybody to let me know in the comment section in the chat. I mean, how the mic sound. Does this mic sound better than the mic I've been using before? I need to know loud and clear. Does this mic sound better than the mic that I was using before? I need to know right now in the chat. You know what that mean? 30-second countdown. Let's get it. Everybody, let me know how this mic sound. Do it sound better than the mic I usually use? Let me know. We about to get started with a Reddit story. You know? Hey, do anybody in here right now believe in prayer? If you believe in prayer, let me know in the comment section. You know? All right, let's get to it. This says, ended it with a guy after he canceled 2 dates in a row and he took the rejection very badly. Am I wrong? Hold on, let me pull my laptop closer. My teeth been killing me lately. I just took 2 Advil. Hopefully that lasts the rest of the stream. I don't know. I thought root canals was supposed to just end the pain. They take the nerve out or root out, whatever the hell you call it. And that's supposed to be the end of the pain. But apparently that ain't my case. So let's get into it. Please help me decipher the text conversation I had with a guy after ending it. I'm feeling confused and also shocked. Went on just 2 dates with a guy I met on old. So yeah, it's already going to be a convoluted mess. You know what I mean? Because we already dealing with an old chick. Now, is it a coincidence that she didn't mention her age? Usually on Reddit, they mention the age. But I guess we don't need to know the age. The bitch old. That's why she on old. But let's continue. She says, I felt a really good connection with him and I very much enjoyed our dates. I had high hopes about this connection before and after the first date. We texted a lot. We had some really great conversations, very in-depth and regular. After the second date, I felt something was off. He didn't message me like after the first. So I reached out the following evening and from then onwards, his texting style had changed. Well, before I continue, apparently something went wrong on the second date. I don't know. Maybe you said something stupid. You know, maybe he noticed some wrinkles he didn't notice on the first date. Maybe you wore a stupid outfit. I mean, I really don't know. But based on what you're saying, you know, you did or said something or wore something wrong or looked wrong on that second date. You know, I'll say that so far. Where did I leave off? First, so I reached out the following evening, and from then onwards, his texting style had changed. Our conversations were quite brief, not as regular, and sometimes going a day without response at all. This would be totally fine, but seeing it as it was inconsistent with the previous way of texting, I felt something was up. Yeah, something's up. Your spidey senses are correct. Something is definitely up. The third date we had planned for the Saturday, but he ended up canceling in the morning due to feeling like he was coming down with something. Damn, not even that he had something. He just thought he was coming down with something. He immediately rearranged it to the following Thursday. Well, that's a good sign. If somebody cancel a date and they schedule another date, that means they still interested. Or maybe he just still trying to hit some skins. I don't know. Maybe he just got busy. So, let's see. He immediately rearranged it to the following Thursday. Wednesday comes around, and he's not mentioned the date, and we've barely texted, so I had just the feeling he was going to cancel again. I asked him if he was feeling better, and he said, I am, but now my dog is sick. The damn dog. I mean, yeah. I just can't imagine being old still trying to date and go through this nonsense, male or female. I just would feel like I'm too old for this, trying to worry about why somebody text or didn't text or they text slowed up. I feel like I would just find something better to do with my time as old, man. And then, of course, Thursday morning, he canceled saying that he needs to take his dog out every hour because he's sick. Bear in mind that he is temporarily living with his parents. Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna be right back, y'all. I'm gonna play the music. I'll be right back. If I could find the damn music. Can I find the music, y'all? I'll be right back, y'all. Bear with me. All right, we back. He's living with his parents. So that's rough at an old age. And women usually don't like to date dudes who live with their parents at an old age. So she down bad off top. Not only is she tripping about a guy not texting her back, she tripping about an old guy not texting her back that live with his parents. I'm not judging him, but I know how women think. So let's continue if I can find my place. Said he need to take the dog out every hour because he's sick. Bear in mind, he temporarily living with his parents. Works all day out of the house, and the dog is, in fact, his parents' dog. So to me, this felt like a bit of an excuse. Yeah, you think? He said, let's meet up next week instead, but he never set an actual date. So yeah, he's blowing you off. Just let it go. Block him and keep it moving. So this guy must be really handsome. If he lived with his parents, he looked really good. That's the only thing I can think of. Or she just really desperate. Because women usually only give chances like this to a dude who's, you know, a top percenter. Or he had one hell of a personality. He said, let's meet up next week, and he never set an actual date. I gave it 2 days to see if he would try and reach out and reschedule, and he never did. Of course, I understand that things happen and people have to cancel dates, but twice in a row, coupled with the change in communication, I felt like he's probably not interested since our second date and stringing me along as an option. Sounds about right to me, old lady. I've done so much old, and something I've learned over the years is to trust your instinct and gut. Yeah, definitely at this age, whatever age it is. I don't want to waste my time, and I also want to be treated with respect and consistency. We'll see. As an old woman in the dating market, you're not usually going to be treated with respect and consistency. Because no matter how good of a woman you are, and even if your husband passed, men just don't value old women in the dating market. You know, when you get old as a woman, you get treated how men been treated our whole lives since we was, you know, born. How most guys will be treated by the opposite sex their whole lives. Most men will never become a top 10 percenter. But yeah, women can't handle when they get treated like men get treated. Let's see. I know this is brutal, y'all, because I keep losing my place. But, hey, we're going to get to the video soon. I'm almost done with this. She says, so I texted him this. I've enjoyed our dates and would have liked to see you again, but reliability is important to me. and I don't see this being a match. I wish you all the best. He responded with this. I was shocked. Sorry, but how do you mean? You don't believe that I've shared with you? That I'm not in a position to leave the house because of the dog? Of course you don't owe me anything and can do whatever you feel like if you don't like spending time with me. I'm just very surprised about your reason, and this is the first time anyone has called me unreliable. Pretty disappointing. Really, so here's your proof. Send me a picture of the dog. You're right about one thing, though. My dying dog has been at the top of my priority list. Damn. You have not, unfortunately. It's on you if you're not willing to understand that. I responded with this. I appreciate you sharing your situation, and I understand how important your dog is. I truly empathize with that. When I talk about reliability, I mean consistency in communication and interest. And honestly, I felt a bit of shift since our last date. I enjoyed spending time with you and actually felt a good connection. But I wasn't sure if it was mutual, and I didn't want to keep investing my time if we're not on the same page. I hope your dog has a speedy recovery. All right, before I finish up with this article, y'all, let me know what y'all think so far in the comment section. Let me know what y'all think. Got 17 people in here. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Apologize for my dog shit reading and losing my place. My fucking teeth hurt, but I'm going to grind it through. Let me know what y'all think in the comment. So what y'all think? Was he genuine? Is it really about his dog? Or is he just trying to keep some old pussy on deck? Or is he genuinely trying to make a connection and genuinely like this woman? Y'all let me know what's going on with this situation. All right, let me finish up. He replied with this. Thanks for clarifying. Sad to see you jump to conclusion. Yeah, this is getting brutal. If you were unsure about my intentions and interest in you, which I very much had since I enjoyed our connection, you could have investigated. Also, if consistency is important to you and you don't have the patience to be open-minded when someone you have interest in is going through overwhelming times, then I wonder what you are going through at the moment and what it is you want from a partner. I wish you lots of luck with that. FYI, the dog will not recover. Hope you will have a nice life. I mean, yeah, this is coming off kind of bitchy, bro. Like, this is coming off like a scorned woman or something. So I think this woman dodged a bullet. You know, usually we speaking against the BS of women on this channel. But, yeah, I think bro had issues. She says, what is your interpretation of this interaction? So, yeah, you dodged a bullet, man. Back on old it is. I really wonder why, you know, all the relationships you've been in didn't work out. There's not much context in this. I mean, I guess it's context with this specific text exchange, but I wonder why you're single. I wonder if you widowed. But whatever, let's move on. Y'all can let me know y'all final thoughts in the comment section of that situation. Let's start on this video.
One, I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night, but for now, let's get into the video.
Can we talk about the fact that there are some girls in the world that purposely go for guys that are in relationships just because it's fun? As someone that has actually been on the other end of this, it is so wild to me that you could, like, for fun, as like a little side quest, like, try to see if you can get the guy in a relationship to be with you and to want you.
You're a terrible person. Like, why? They love a challenge. If it's easy, they don't want it. You know what I mean? And it just goes to show that it's a lot of truth to that idea that women love men who are married. They love men who are in relationships. I think it's called pre-selection. You know, if another woman found him good enough to be in a relationship with her, then he's worth pursuing. They don't have morals. It's all about getting what they want when they want it. To hell with everybody else. They don't give a damn about burning down empires. If it means getting what they want or getting what they think they want, because she only want them because another woman got them. If she got them, she wouldn't know what to do with them. They're like dogs chasing cars. Never forget that.
Genuinely, what is wrong with people that are like that. Like, how could you enjoy trying to separate two people that are clearly happy and fine for your own amusement? Obviously, the loyalty should be on the end of the person that's in the relationship, but still, people that know that people are in a relationship and actively try to attain the man, that's like literally sociopathic to me. Like, what is literally wrong with you and going through your head? Or like, they think it's a flex, like, oh, he had to block me so they could work. Like, just let people be happy and leave him alone.
Yeah, they won't. And TikTok is filled with them bragging about.
They love the drama. The girlfriend loved the drama of other women chasing him. The women who chasing him love the drama. Maybe I could steal him from his girl. They're all sick individuals. That's the point of all this.
Or destroying relationship. The man has already been vetted by another woman, and some women think that makes it easier for them. They don't see destroying a relationship as a problem. They only see it as a problem when they end up being with that man, and the man ends up cheating on them with another woman. That's usually when the crying starts.
Protect your wealth by spending physical gold, not paper money that grows weaker by the second.
Let's see, how many women will agree with me when I say that they could only wear a dress like this, or they would only feel comfortable wearing a dress like this if they are in the presence of a man? Their boyfriend, their brother, dad, friend, but they probably wouldn't dare wearing something like this if they were about to walk alone.
Oh boy.
The truth is that...
Let's see if we can guess what her point is at this damn TikTok. I think I can think I can figure it out. Men are terrible. Men are deleters. Men are essayers. So, you know, we can't dress the way we want and just walk out, you know, alone, because somebody might get us. Well, why do you need to walk out with your yams out? Why do you need to walk outside with your mammy glands out? Like, why is that so important to you? I'm just curious. And look, let's be honest. Yeah, guys like that exist, but they're not the majority. Let's just say they're 5%, and I think that's over-exaggerating. Like, it's just stupid. Like, men have to take precautions, you know? When we go out and about, if we walking down a dark alley, we got a higher chance of getting, you know, a vaulted. Men get a vaulted way more than women do. So men have more of a reason to be scared walking down the street at 12 at night than a woman in a tight dress. But women don't give a damn about statistics.
Many men, they will respect you because you are in the presence of another man. Not because they see you as a person who deserves respect.
What's respectable? Okay, yeah, she lost me. I thought she was going to say something about how she dressing and how men will try to attack her or something. But ma'am, what's respectable about you? Especially if you got your tits out. You're presenting yourself like a sex object. I mean, what should we respect? Do you subscribe to the idea that all women should deserve respect just because they're women? That's stupid. I don't feel like we respect men just because they're men. Look, if you're walking down the street with your brother, I feel like men are going to treat you with more respect than they'll treat him. They don't give a damn about him. If anything, they see him as a cock blocker. They're going to at least pretend to respect you more than they respect him. I'll say that. Because they're trying to get something from you, and they ain't trying to get shit from him.
Is the majority of men don't care what you're wearing. The problem with everything you've said, or the point you're trying to make, is that the majority of us still don't live our entire lives online. We still do go outside every single day, and we do see women dressed like that every single day, at least during summertime. And no, I won't believe it.
Hey, how low is, maybe it ain't low. Maybe it's just this new mic I'm using, but how low does the actual audio of the video sound? Does the audio of the video sound really low, y'all? Let me know in the chat.
Even for a second that it's only in the place I live. Because even if you only live your life by wasting it on TikTok, you can still see streets interviews. And women will be dressed like that while being by themselves.
Once believed that male privilege was real.
It's easy to be anti-feminine when you're still young and skinny and pretty. Your perception that's...
Right. So you're admitting, you know, women ramp up the effinism when they get old and washed up and they can't get, you know, attention. and value from being young and hot anymore. So now they're just going to be an unbearable, you know, witch so they can get attention for that. Okay.
Systemic misogyny and male privilege don't exist is directly related to the fact that men still treat you well because they value your youth and attractiveness and agreeability.
Okay, well, why do women treat men well? Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't treat 90% of men well. I'd rather be treated well for a stupid reason than be treated like crap. You know? I'd rather be treated well between, you know, basically 18 and 30 than never be treated well at all. And just appreciate the fact that I got treated well for whatever reason. You know? I don't know why y'all think... people owe it to you to kiss your ass for the rest of your life like they did when you was 18 to 23. That's not how the real world works.
But being young and pretty are currencies that depreciate rapidly.
And that leaves you with agreeability, so 90% of your problems would be solved if only you would be agreeable. But I do appreciate the point you made.
And I mean, look, I just want to say this. It's very clear that women just... and I'm talking about just everyday interactions. I'm not talking about dating. In everyday interactions, women treat the average man way worse than the average man treats the average woman. Matter of fact, I'll say this. In everyday interactions, the average woman treats the average man way worse than the average man treats a below average woman. Easy. And that's a really stupid outfit, ma'am.
I completely agree. You're only a man-hating feminist now that no man wants you anymore. I mean, that is exactly what you've just said, right?
You know what the beautiful thing is about being single your whole life?
Oh, yeah, I think it's time for a little, little message from our sponsor. I'm looking for a sponsor of this live stream, starting at $5. You become the sponsor of the live stream. You could Cash App it or Streamlabs it. If we make it to $15 in this first hour, it guarantees a two-hour live stream. If we make it to $25 in this whole live stream, I'll do an extra live stream in the next few days. Also, join the membership because I just dropped two exclusive 1 hour live streams today alone. So there's two exclusive live streams I recorded today waiting for you in the membership section if you join. $9.99 a month. You can become a moderator by joining the membership. Just you gotta let me know, ask me for a wrench once you join the membership, and I'll verify you joined, and I'll give you a wrench if you want a wrench. Over 75 exclusive episodes you've never seen before. You get access to my regular videos 1 to 3 days early. You get access to my videos ad-free. And you get access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week. On top of the live streams I do that I basically record and then immediately put them behind the membership paywall. So, yeah, I think it's all worth it. But yeah, I'm looking for a sponsor for this live stream. Let's get it. Hit the like button. Everybody hit the like button.
It's the fact that, I mean, this is my personal opinion, personal experience. You don't depend on males' validation. You have really great self-confidence. Or at least that's the case with me because I've never...
Yeah, we don't believe you, ma'am. We don't fucking believe you. Well, even if you're not looking for male validation, which we know you are, you're looking for female validation on TikTok. So, yeah, you're looking for some type of outside validation. Most women don't love themselves, flat out. It's that fucking simple. Especially the ones who got to come on the internet and brag about how much they love themselves. Those are the women who love themselves the least.
Never been built up by a man. But I've never seeked a male's validation to cap. Feel good about myself.
Cap, like, cap, 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 cap.
Ever. Because I've never had it. So I feel like that's a pro.
Well, I'm convinced. Of course, you said you feel it's a pro and not...
Well, why a crop top? Why do you have to show so much skin? You know? Because you know it's going to get your views up. So it's just bullshit. They just talk nothing but poppycock every time they talk.
That you think it's a pro, but don't get me wrong, your fifis are important. Me, I feel it's a pro I don't have a Lamborghini. Never had one, never drove one. So it's gotta be a pro, right? Please tell me it's a pro so I don't feel that bad while driving a 2003 Ford.
Someone please explain to me what is wrong with men nowadays. Like, since when was it the woman's job to message first? Since when was it the woman's job to pay on the first date?
Since y'all bitches became so unbearable, it's now your job. None of you chicks are worth any of that traditional stuff. Call me first. Pay for the first date. Like, do all that shit that we used to do. We doing y'all a favor by being with y'all. And honestly, I think it was always the case that we were. Men were always the prize since the caveman days died. Bars. You know? So yeah, maybe we'll stick around if you pay for everything. Maybe. And sex on a regular.
Even though the man was the one that instigated the dating in the first place, I don't mind going halves, but expecting me to be the one that dishes out the payment, the entire payment for the entire bill, that's crazy to me. Since when did men expect the woman to be the chaser and the men to be the one that's just sat receiving, being pretty and not doing nothing? It's not a woman's job to pursue. The whole point of a male is to be a hunter, to hunt for the prize, which is the woman. And I'm not saying the woman needs to bring nothing to the table, but for goodness sake, do something. Like, no. Is it just me that thinks this?
No, not really.
No. It ain't just you. I mean, look. Women want somebody better than them. So pretty much by default, that person who's better than you isn't going to put that much effort in. Because he's better than you. And he got a whole bunch of options. And he always going to have a whole bunch of options. So yeah, you're going to have to do more. And you're going to have to chase him. And you'll happily do so if he's hot enough. Let's be honest.
Grown women think you're the prize. The man you want, the one you expect to be the hunter, they're really put off when they hear grown women saying they're the prize. The men you want are just men. They're looking for a woman who is just a woman looking for a man. Until you understand that, enjoy all the F-boys you're paying for just because they took you out on a date.
Let me show you why I stopped paying for all my other sample libraries. This is Arcade by Output. This thing has...
Everybody do me a favor, take your fat ass finger and hit the like button. Please.
Why do you not talk to your girlfriends about your marriage?
Would a queen talk to a chambermaid about the king? How would the chambermaid understand what it is that the queen is going through or has to understand? Why am I going to go get advice from somebody who has a failed marriage, who doesn't understand what it's like to be with a man like that? People. Number two, if I go and tell my friend how horrible Grant was about something, which there's two sides of the story, and then I'm going to go make up with Grant, but now I've told them that Grant is domineering, Grant is controlling, he only thinks about himself. They're stuck with that. So now I've made up with my husband. I go hang out with my best friend, Susie Q. She's like, so how's Grant? Oh, is he doing the domineering thing again? Boom, I'm lit back up.
I mean, yeah, keep your friends out of your fucking relationship. I wonder how many relationships so-called friends have broken up. Or I wonder how many great relationships so-called friends kept their friends from getting in the first place. It's fucking sick the way they sabotage each other. Is this Grant Cardone's wife? Somebody let me know. Every time he talk about relationship, I think I have the right person in mind. Like, he always sound like a major simp, but maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy. But let me know if y'all recognize this as Grant Cardone's wife. But shout out to her. From what I can remember, I think I like her more than I like Grant Cardone.
Didn't even have a fight with him, but I'm lit back up. Either I'm trying to now talk to her and convince her that my husband isn't the piece of garbage that I made him out to be earlier. I'm trying to convince her of that, or I'm reignited about the upset and how he does not treat me with respect, and he does treat me like a... And I'm always doing this for him, and he doesn't do that. And then, boom, now I'm home with my husband, and guess what? He does one little thing where he's like, I'm going here to do this, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, really? Oh, so it's my job to take care of the kids? Oh, you just get to do whatever you want because you just think about only yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I've just now picked a fight that wasn't even there, because I'm all re-stimulated from this conversation that I had with this girl.
And more often than not, you'll never be able to convince your friend that your husband is not the piece of trash you made him out to be. And since you can't convince her of that, you're gonna end up picking up a fight with your husband. She is absolutely right. More often than not, it's best to wash your dirty laundry in private.
It's been like 5 days. Hey, I'm a mess.
I already don't care. Stupid piano music. In the background of a dingbat venting about a bunch of nothing. I see the trashy tattoos already. And the dirty dad hat. It's just, nice eyes, pretty eyes. But the pretty eyes are covering up a very, very damaged brain. But let's see what you bitching about.
Probably could have guessed that by me not wanting to post anything. But life's been whooping my damn ass. Oh, I'm just tired. Every day, I'm just...
Oh, God.
Tired. I didn't even, want to go on here and, do this, but I feel...
Yeah, she did. Why do they got a lot? You making it worse. Look, okay, let's break down the steps. I haven't done this in a while. Okay, she opened up the TikTok app. Because let's just say she on break from work. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say she on break from work. She didn't just come in her car from her house and get dressed just to do this stupid video. Or did she? Whatever, we'll give it to her. Give her the benefit of the doubt. The Ben a dial. And let's say, even if she was already sitting in the car, she had to pick up her phone, open the TikTok app. No, well, I take that back. She picked up her phone, opened up the camera app, pressed record, recorded the video, stopped it, rewatched it, make sure it came out right. Then she opened up the TikTok app, uploaded it to the TikTok app. That take a couple minutes. Then she had to find the piano music to put on the background of the video, right? And then she had to select what she was going to make the screenshot, And then after she selected what the screenshot was going to be, she had to add some hashtags. And then after she added the hashtag, she posted it. So think about all those steps. But she said, I really didn't want to do this. Yes, the fuck you did. All those steps tell us. Yes, the fuck you did.
I feel like I need to cry.
So do it in private. I'm not completely insensitive. I just don't buy it. It takes a while to go through all the music.
Real quick. Real motherfucking quick. Because this is a big event. Now, what I need to know is, has to sell it to Lasso or Chad. Yeah, Chad don't give a damn about these fake tears on TikTok. He don't give a damn. If anything, he care about maybe some tears lubing his dick up when she about to get him off. That's what he would use her tears for. Now, I want to know, Tammy, this is a groundbreaking event. Do we have a woman in the chat? I need to know. I just got called a pig by somebody named Tammy, and I am a pig. I shouldn't be burping on my live stream. It's sickening, it's disgusting, it's classless, and it's tasteless. And I'm ashamed of myself. But hey, it is what it is. This is a guy, a guy space. This is a male space. So we can't let Tammy police our male space. But Tammy, you're welcome. But Tammy, if you're here, Tammy, I need you to make yourself known and call me a pig again. That's what I want you to do. If you're in this chat right now, Tammy, let the world know that you're here and call me a pig one more time in the chat. Okay, we're going to press play and hope that Tammy reveals herself again, if it is a woman.
To find the song you think it will go best with your crying, hold back all the tears until you press that three.
What the hell? Did she just dry her tears with her baby's onesie? This is just, you can't make this shit up, guys.
It takes a while to go through. Am all I the tripping music or did I see what I just you see? Think it will go best with your crying.
Is that a baby onesie? That's definitely a baby onesie. Man, these women are fucking nuts, man. They're beyond cringe. I mean, it's already cringe. crying on TikTok about some stupid shit. But then to wipe your tears with a baby onesie. Oh, my God. See, you gotta love live moments like this. Oh, yeah, the fake tears is crazy. Well, maybe they real. I guess they real tears because she had to wipe them with the baby onesie.
Hold back all the tears until you press that record button. I just don't buy it. Emotional people, when they feel like crying, they don't even for a second consider recording themselves while crying. And what happens if you look back at your video and you think there's not enough tears? You delete that video, you start the song back from the beginning, and then find some more tears? Sorry, I just don't buy it.
Okay, guys, any opinions, please? You see a woman in her 30s dressed like this. What's your first thought?
Okay, let me go back. You see a woman dressed in her 30s like this. See, the boobage area is just... Okay, your shoulders are kind of manly. Like, look, I'm not trying to roast, but this is just... This isn't appealing. This dress, it doesn't fit you well. You should have figured something else. So, yeah, I don't know what I would say. I would probably say, like, what the hell am I looking at? Look, I'm not going to go there. But look, the point you're trying to make is, what do you think about a woman in her 30s dressed like a slower? Yeah, we think it's pathetic. And we think you should bring more value to the world other than dressing like a slower. We feel like you should have grown out of this stage in life. That's what we think when we see a 30-plus-year-old woman still dressing like this. I hope that helped.
First thought. I hear people talk a lot about like developing a more sophisticated style as you age, but I literally dress the exact same way I did when I was 18, and I feel beautiful. But yeah, I'm curious what you guys think.
You really don't want to know what I think, so I'm just gonna say this. There's a time and a place for a dress like that, and let's say going for groceries at 2 p.m., it's not really the time or the place.
Hey, let me know, y'all. Is Tammy still in the building? Or did she bounce after she heard me belch? Did I run the only woman off? You know, you're welcome, Tammy. You're welcome here, even though this is a male space. I always want to make the ladies feel welcome. At least I could do since I'm going to roast women on the show. You know, so I want to say that real quick. Fellas, if we get any ladies, unless she's talking crazy, and then I'm just probably going to get her out of here. But if we get any ladies in the chat during the lives, we're going to keep it classy. We're going to be gentlemen. I encourage men to be gentlemen, you know? Unless, like I said, unless she's talking crazy, treat her like one of the fellas. But don't go harder on her just because she's a woman. Tammy, we still... we're waiting on you to show yourself. All right.
Is anyone else, like, too aware? Like, I'm too aware that this is all temporary. This is all part of the human experience and that nothing matters and that everything is subconscious programming and everything is made up. Like the days of the week, that's made up. Monday, someone decided this day is called Monday, this day is called Tuesday. It's all made up. Like humans made everything up, like money. It's just made up. It doesn't mean anything. Like there are so many different things like road signs.
Ma'am, look, I just feel like you could be doing something so much more productive and constructive with your life than making this video about how everything made up. I mean, I agree, but just look, can you find a man that has some kids and focus on that? This is all a waste of time. Everything you're talking about is a waste of fucking time. Okay, my mic just dropped. So let me get it together.
Wrote street names, like somebody just decided the street is named that name. Like, it's so stupid. Like, it's really hard for me to live my life and just be a normal person because I'm just too aware. I'm always seeing things from a background perspective, like I'm seeing everything.
I really hope this is a joke. And don't get me wrong, yes, everything is made up and someone should sue the lunatic who came up with Monday. But road signs, yeah, those kind of help. And street names, those do help a lot of you aware people find your own way back home.
Super marriage tip. If your wife buys tons of beauty supplies like mine does, just ask her when they are going to start working. You want to make sure you get the proper bang for your buck.
I'm quite on the opposite side. I do appreciate that sometimes they are working. But anyway, this is going to be it for today.
Do they look like a couple that go together, y'all? Let me fast forward or rewind. Does this look like the couple that you would see that's believable? Still get my mic together. I like his shirt. It take balls to wear a Simpsons shirt. Does she look like the type of gal that would be with a guy that wear a Simpsons shirt? Let's go to the next video. You know, I'm having fun with you guys.
Be on YouTube. YouTube is the place where I can see your comment. All right. They say, see, you guys are starting already. She's too fine. She's not coming. She's too fine. She's here. So I don't know what you're talking about, hating or whatever. She's here. So that's that. All right, we're gonna go straight to her. I know we're gonna start bright and early. She's coming right now.
Have you ever wondered how the world's currencies are traded? The foreign exchange market, also known as the Forex market, is the largest and most liquid financial market in the world. It's a marketplace where currencies from all over the globe are bought and sold in pairs.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I got a feeling this one's going to be boring already, but let's do the VA vets, the visual analysis, my RB veterans. So my first impression is, I'm sure the video, that last video where the dude had the Simpsons shirt on, I'm sure the video was her idea. You're right. Dude's got better to think about than coming up with, you know, skits for TikTok. Been here just on Madden since Mike and Seed fucked me. Or CD, whoever the hell that is. Y'all know what he's talking about. I don't, but shout out to Super. I'm sorry that something unfortunate happened in your foosball game. In your football game. So, anyway. This lady doesn't look like she put much effort in. Is that a sweater? I don't like a lot of makeup, so I'll give her credit for not wearing a lot of makeup. But on the other end, it just doesn't seem like she put any effort in coming onto this show that thousands and thousands of men are going to see. It seemed like she's already going to like be talking low. It's just not giving me good energy. But let's hear her out. I'm sure she'll say something profound. What up to Soul 10? What up, Super? What up, Highlanders? What up, Stuart? Before I press play, it's a good time to tell y'all again. Looking for a sponsor for the live stream starting at $5. If we make it to $15 before that first hour is up, that's 8 more minutes, then it guarantees a 2-hour live stream. If not, I'll probably get off a little early because my mouth hurt. If we make it to $25 before the stream is over, I'll do an extra bonus live stream sometime in the next few days. Everybody hit the like button. Join the membership.
I'm good.
Is the lighting good?
Yeah, they might say it's a little dark.
Oh.
A little. Let's see.
Yeah, I can make it lighter. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I can make it lighter. Is it better? Yes.
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, how was your day?
I had a good day.
Yeah? Did you do anything for Memorial Day or not really?
Yeah, my dad barbecued. So just with the family.
That's awesome. Where are you located?
Houston, Texas.
Houston. Okay. Is it hot out there right now?
It is hot. It's like in the high 90s.
Okay, let me comment on something real quick. Her dad barbecued. She has a dad. So that's a huge green flag, I'll say. You know, a lot of black girls grew up without a dad. A lot of people, period, grew up without a dad. But, fatherlessness is really prevalent in the black community, unfortunately. It's probably the biggest problem in the black community, honestly. But she has a dad. That's a good thing. It's a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? When you're dating a daddy's girl, he can get a little weird, you know, feel like you're imposing on their relationship. And then, you know, a lot of times daddy girls can get caught up in comparing you to their father. My dad knew how to fix the vent. You know, well, call your motherfucking dad over to come fix the vent. Damn.
Okay. I thought it's nothing better than L.A., but I guess you got better than us right now.
Yeah, I just came back from L.A. It was cold.
It was. It's on and off. Today it was fine, but it's on and off. We don't know yet what's going on.
Mm.
So she's fine. Yes, she is. She's beautiful.
Oh, God. Here come the Simp Brigade. Not the Simp Brigade. We need to come up with a name for them. Not the Simp Saviors. Well, what are we going to call them, man?
You do anything for them?
Not the Simp Serenaders. Simp Nation. I don't know. We gonna come up with a name for the simp. She fine. She beautiful. She don't need to hear that, bro. You just gassing this bitch. You don't need to gas her. She knows she not the worst looking woman in the world, man. You probably have a better chance getting her attention by insulting her. I mean, it's not my style, but I'm giving y'all an example. You will be better off insulting a woman than giving her a compliment. Far as like, what can I say to get some points with her? You'll probably get more points doing a playful insult.
They are not really.
Yeah, my dad barbecued, so just with the family.
That's awesome. Where are you located?
Houston, Texas.
Houston. Okay. Is it hot out there right now?
It is hot. It's like in the high 90s.
Ooh, okay. I thought it's nothing better than LA, but I guess you got better than us right now.
Yeah, I just came back from LA. It was cold.
It was. It's on and off. Today it was fine, but it's on and off. We don't know yet what's going on.
Mm.
So she's fine. Yes, she is. She's beautiful.
Oh, God.
H-Town. Yeah, looking lovely. Exactly, guys. I got y'all.
Let me touch on something too, man. I mean, he probably young. But I mean, just the whole, I'm going to hold up a stack of money. It's just, it's cringe. He young. He probably just got a lot of learning to do. But don't do this, fellas, please. Don't do it. This internet shit is crazy, man. This internet shit is crazy. I mean, he probably think it attract the bitches, but it probably also attract the jack boys. Let's set this nigga up. Can we get a bitch to set this nigga up? Now, see, if I was a criminal scrolling on Instagram and I was looking for a nigga to get a bitch to set up so I could bust through the back door and rob him, this would be the exact nigga I would go for. The nigga who's trying to flash money on Instagram. Just anyway, I'm getting on a side tangent.
All right. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Key. Like I said, I live in Houston. I'm from Houston. I do music. I don't know.
She's shy, but it's not an endearing shy. It's like an annoying shy. Like, can you speak up? Like, what is you high? Like, you got some women who could, you know, play the shy girl, and it comes off as appealing and endearing. This isn't one of them women. But I will say this: I like that she do music. That's a turn on for me because I play around with music a little bit. And yeah, that's always been sexy to me. If she know how to sing, or just even if she into music at all, even if she played the guitar, I love that.
I'm in school for psychology.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Wait, something went in and out.
Don't try to psychoanalyze me.
Me?
Yes. Okay.
That's a red flag career.
Wait,
y'all.
I don't know. Now it's making a weird sound.
Okay, hold on. Just take this one out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So you say you're in school for psychology?
Yes.
Wait, there's an echo still.
There's an echo?
Yeah, I think maybe your headphones are still on. I don't know.
Hold on.
Wait.
Let me try to put
it back. I think it went away. It went away.
I'm going to be right back, y'all.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
They say her skin is immaculate. Yes, she is.
I can't find my blood pressure medicine.
Okay. Well, the people want to bless me already or early. Thank you, guys. All right. So how old are you? Do you want to tell us your age?
I'm 28.
28. Okay. You look young. What else do we need to know? How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you like to do on your spare time?
Travel.
Travel. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a not so much expensive hobby?
I like to just do adventurous stuff, but I guess if I'm just back home, like I'll go to the park, work out, go watch a movie, go get drinks, rooftop,
okay,
stuff like that.
Cool. All right. Yeah, everybody's like, she looks so young. Yeah, she does. It's 21. Okay. What else? What else do we need to know? Anything else we should know about you?
Nothing I can think of. I think that's enough right there.
they will ask. So
yeah, y'all can ask.
Yes. All right. So you are single?
I am.
You are? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to find you the man of your dreams today.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to bring a man at a time. You're going to ask him questions.
What I miss.
He's going to ask you questions. But the moment that you feel like, I'm not really feeling like it, you can just say pineapple and then we'll move on to the next guy. Okay. All right. But before we do that, you got to help us like narrow down what you like. So how old does it need to be? What is the youngest? What's the oldest?
Oh, wait. I guess I'll say 28.
So your age. Okay.
To, I guess, 26, 27 isn't too young.
We'll say 26.
Yeah, 26 to like 35. I don't really want to put an age on it because it really just depends on the person.
I mean, I like the shyness. I mean, I wasn't feeling it in the beginning. Like, maybe it's just, it doesn't come across good as far as me going over it as content. But in person, I might like it a little bit. I can see it getting old, though. But, I mean, I guess the shy, coy type of personality can be sexy. And she cute. So, I mean, it worked for her. It worked for her. Don't make good content. But I kind of like it. My question is, if she's so shy and sweet and cute, why the fuck she 28 on YouTube looking for a man?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're open to maybe a little older, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Can he have kids?
It depends on the situation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what?
I'm not like super like no, but it just depends on the situation.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about something, y'all. I pulled up her Instagram. Now, I'm gonna pull up something. And y'all tell me if you're surprised based on what we've been seeing so far. She got a fans account. Yep. This is her private backup account. And as she says, I don't post any of my uncensored content here. DM for collaborations and promos. For uncensored, check me out here. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed it. She was coming off sweet and demure. It's a damn shame. She probably could have been a cool little wife and cool little mother. Just another piece of shithole selling her body on the internet. Let me know if y'all would have guessed it. Like, let me know. If you're not surprised, put NS. If you're surprised, put SU. NS or SU in the chat. If you're not surprised, put NS. If you're surprised, put SU. I ain't gonna front, I'm a little surprised because I forgot about this. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm just saying she did not come across as an OF girl. See how quick they can switch it up, y'all? See how easily you can get tricked? She did not give me OF vibes. I don't know if it's the sweater, the shot, quietness. I don't know. But see how easy they can trick us, fellas?
Okay, so you don't really want, like, drama with the mom or...
Right.
Okay. Is there a limit on how many you can have?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, what is
I'm gonna
it?
Say one.
Just one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So one kid. How tall does he need to be since you're 5'4"?
5'10".
5'10". Okay.
I'll say 5'10".
Are you flexible on it or it's a hard no? Like if it's 5'7", 5'8".
I ain't going front, though. I would want to tap this. I ain't going front. The little shy act is doing it for me. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
I don't know. I'm gonna say no.
No? Okay. So 5'10", guys. What else? How much money does he need to make?
Uh-oh.
I don't want to put a specific number, but I'm just going to say I like to do stuff a lot. So
yeah, we bet. So check this out in the comment. Professor J2017 says, that's wife right there. Now, see, I get why he getting that vibe. Because, like, you know how she coming off. She got some clothes on. But see how men's bar is in hell? All you got to do is act shy and put some clothes on. And dudes think you wifey material. All you got to do is just not sound super loud and ghetto. Have some clothes on and be soft-spoken. Are men really this gullible? Are men outside the RP really this gullible, y'all?
I don't like being bored, so mm-hmm. If that's going to be a problem, then...
Yeah, she exposing her OF ways now. I don't like to be bored. Ain't nobody about to spend all this money on keeping you excited. I was just thinking about this earlier. Wife material is looking for ways to save money. You know, that's a green flag that pop up like, oh yeah, I like her. She got the right mindset. If a woman always talking about what you got to spend on her, that ain't wife material. I need a woman who could budget, you know, balance a budget and make sure the kids eat. Even if, you know, I lose my job or we struggling or I got to downgrade jobs. I need a woman who's going to stretch some money, stretch some peanut butter out. You know what I mean? Not always looking to be excited and have money spent on her to be excited. If you got to have money spent on you to be excited, you a boring motherfucker. Like, people who ain't boring, they don't got to spend money to entertain themselves. So you just showing how boring you are as a person.
Because I can do what I want to whenever I'm bored. So, you know, I don't want to date someone who can't. No disrespect, but, you know, it's just... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but what is the thing, the type of things that you want to do besides the traveling?
Like, I like to eat. I like to go out to eat. Okay. I don't like to do stuff that's just too crazy. Like, I do like to travel every once in a while, mm-hmm. but, like, I'm just, like, spontaneous, and I'm so random. Like, I might wake up one day and be like, oh, let's go ride ATVs or something. ATVs are, like, $150 per person, so it's, like, yeah. I want to be able to just, you know, do stuff and not have to wait or...
No, like, it's time for you to start thinking about retirement even at 28. It's time to just start getting serious about life. But they just all about having fun. They only get serious about life when they get fat or they get ugly. They starting to get ugly or they starting to get fat. Now they looking for a God-fearing man with a, you know, 401k and all that. But if she, let's just say she still look like this and her body still like this at 38, she's still going to be talking about riding, you know, ATVs and going to 5-star restaurants and the dude better not bore me.
Whatever the case may be.
Okay. Cool. Did you tell us where do you work?
Yeah, think about that dumbass shit. Like, when they say, like, well, I like to eat. Who don't like to eat? I like listening to music. Who don't like listening to music? They're so fucking uninterested. You know? I like watching TV shows I like. Who don't like watching TV shows they like? It's just... the more they talk, the more unappealing they become, usually.
Because I know you're in school, but do you have a job?
Yes, I work for AT&T. Okay. And I also work...
Hey, I bet everybody in this chat can guess what I'm smacking on. You know? Highlanders, you got me. You caught me red-handed. This live stream is not sponsored by Ritz Crackers and Buy Drink.
Bottle Girl or Waitress, whatever you want to call it, for nightlife in Houston.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. She's making money, guys. what else? What else we need to know about? Okay, what ethnicity do you prefer?
Just depends on the person.
Boring. Okay.
A preference. Of course, I like my black men, but it depends on the person. I'm open.
Okay. And what else? Anything else? Anything else that you need from your man? Well, oh, tell me some characteristics, like mentally or personality wise.
Emotionally intelligent.
Okay.
Oh God.
Able to like have a conversation and hold a conversation.
Ma'am, you can't hold a conversation. Nothing about this video so far says to me you would be interesting to talk to for longer than 60 seconds. Seriously. But see, that's why the man has to hold the conversation. That's why it's so important that a man can hold a conversation. You know what I mean? Because they ain't going to do it. They ain't going to keep up the conversation.
Being able to like teach me something,
mm-hmm.
or being educated.
Okay.
Oh God, another simp. He says, "Brains, booty, and or brains, beauty, and bang." She's a fucking bottle girl. Now, I mean, well, she got an OF, so maybe she do got bang. But it don't matter if she got bang, bro. She ain't spending none of that shit on you. So the bank is irrelevant. And there's nothing about this woman that says to me she's intelligent. So I don't know what dudes just be saying shit. I mean, maybe he talking about good head, brains. Maybe he signed up to the OF. So when he say brain, he talking about good dome. But no, I ain't hearing no brains in her head. I ain't hearing that at all. Beauty, she all right. I don't know why these dudes think gassing these hoes is going to get them points. That lose you points. You think Pookie and Ray Ray gas these hoes? No, they be like, bitch, hurry up and get over here and bring me some food. I'll lay you down some dick, but bring me some food, bitch. That's how Pookie and Ray Ray talk to her. And she sucked them all night long. Oh, you got brains, beauty, and bank. That ain't gonna get you shit, but laughed at.
Funny, outgoing, like adventurous like me, like to do stuff. And motivated to like want to make more and elevate in life.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. So I think we have enough. Yes. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything that you might want, but we're just going to start with that. So we're going to start the show. So guys, if you want to call in.
No. Boring. You're a bore, ma'am. You're a fucking bore. You're a whore and a bore. Get off OF. Change your life around. Start taking life serious. That's my advice for you. Let's see what else I got. Or I might hop off. I don't know. Have I been on an hour, y'all? I've been on an hour. I ain't get no donations, so yeah, I might hop off. It was fun, y'all. I'm out. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I'm going live tomorrow at 8 p.m. Join the membership. You know the perks. If you want to be a moderator, join the membership and ask me in one of the chats. I'll make you a moderator. Thanks for stopping by this Sunday night. Appreciate y'all, Bobby. We'll hope. Montag, I would love to live by the Ritz Factory. Shout out to Bobby Dice, Highlanders. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a wonderful night.